A megachurch in China was explosively targeted last week. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll share how you can encourage the Chinese church under pressure. And then, has the term evangelical become more of a political term? What's a question being explored in a new book that we'll be talking about? The story in just a few moments. But first, one of the largest evangelical churches in China was completely demolished in a shocking government campaign last week. The Golden Lampstand Church in Shanxi Province has been around for nearly a decade with 50,000 congregants, but it wasn't a registered church with the Chinese government. Anthony Rhodes of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
military police came and actually decided that they were going to destroy this church, saying that it was an illegal church. And they actually cleared the church of the congregants and put dynamite in the church and blew the church up. They actually blew up the building.
Spiritual life is heavily regulated in communist China. VOM Canada provides resources to Chinese Christians who are still spreading the hope of Christ, but they need prayer.
We see that in the Bible, that when the apostles were arrested and when they were thrown in prison, that they rejoiced that they were found worthy to suffer for Christ. And so in the midst of this persecution, we can pray that for the Golden Lampstand Church, for the 50,000 Christians that were affected by the destruction of this church, that they would continue to rejoice and know that they serve a God in heaven, and what the enemy has meant for evil, God will turn to good and God will use it for his glory.
Next, in 2017, Mission Cry decided to reach every home in Belize with a Bible or a Christian book. It was a big task, but God allowed them to complete it, and he showed up in ways they never would have expected. Executive Director Jason Wolfer shares that after a school event was canceled, the team decided to go to another school without an invitation. When they got there, they heard an amazing story.
That morning, the dean of their school had been praying for God to send Bibles that day because the kids were asking for them for the previous day. And so he was praying. God ordered our footsteps, as he says in the word, that the footsteps of the righteous are ordered.
Through a last-minute change, God provided resources for children who'd been asking for Bibles just the day before. And he did it through the prayers of a man who trusted God to do the impossible. This story and ones like it are inspiring Mission Cry to keep praying expectantly. With that in mind, Wolford encourages people to pray for resources on their way to India.
What they're doing, the government is taking a lot of these Christian organizations and putting them on a do not accept container list, just so they can keep things like the Word of God from coming into the country.
Pray that these resources make it to India and that God would continue to guide Mission Cry as they distribute Bibles and Christian books. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's president, Tom Lin, recently contributed a chapter to an upcoming book called Still Evangelical? The book is set to be released next Tuesday, January 23rd. Sharing more, Lin says,
many evangelical leaders and churches have been discussing and asking the question, what do we make of evangelicalism today? Where are we at? What is the effect of evangelicals on our society, positive and negative? And particularly after the recent presidential elections, that discourse certainly got elevated as a significant percentage of evangelicals voted in one direction. Many started asking the questions, what is evangelicalism about? What do we stand for as evangelicals?
To some, the term evangelical might seem like a hopeless idea. But
I write in my chapter about hope for the next generation because I do believe that evangelicalism is not dead. And while we may change the word or we might not change the word, I don't think it's dead. It's actually there. We have a lot of hope for the future. We are seeing in InterVarsity record numbers of students coming to faith in Christ. In fact, the most in our 76-year history. We're seeing more people come to Christ than ever before.
We'll share more on Lin's chapter, where to find the book, and the struggle with the term evangelical at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.